Right, Amud Shvui, Brachos Daf Lamed Zayin. We are going to be covering Amud Aleph this week. Hakosis Nechita. One of the topics that are discussed in the course of the Gemara is chewing on a piece of wheat. This is going to be a little bit different than the discussion we had a couple of dapama earlier regarding chewing on flour. Chewing on flour, the Gemara says you make a shahakal on that, but here we're talking about chewing on a kernel of wheat. So chewing on a kernel of wheat, although it's one of the chamish aminim, it's one of the five grains. And of course, anything that is cooked with the five grains is going to be a mizonos. But when you're chewing on the wheat and it's the actual natural product that's growing out of the ground, so the Gemara tells us you make a bar priya dama. So that's very clear. The Gemara says so. You just went over it. Sorry, one typo on the mar mekomos is brachos lamed zayin, not lamed hay. But anyway, the Gemara we're going to go over is just very quickly. Not a lot of Gemara to go through. Akos is lechita if you chew on a kernel of wheat. Mevarech alav bar priya dama. So the correct bracha you make before it is a bar priya dama. Tachnaf al bishla if you grind it and bake it and cook it. So bizman shaprusus kayemus, as long as the pieces are still intact, but chil mevarech lav amosach minarts, it still retains the identity of bread. Ulevesof, and at the end, mevarech lav shalosh brachos, you make shalosh brachos, which of course is code for benching. Imena prusus kayemus, however, if the pieces are not intact, so bitchil mevarech lav bar min mizonos ulevesof mevarech lav bracha achas main shalosh. So the bracha harishon is going to be mizonos, and the bracha achron is going to be, we refer to as alamichya, the Gemara describes as main shalosh, but it's alamichya. It's a Gemara's description of main shalosh. On another occasion, we're going to be discussing that in more detail, the Gemara's on memdala, which we're going to get to later in the parak. Okay, so that the Gemara is very clear about in terms of chewing on a kernel of wheat. Just so that this does not become such an abstract discussion, so everybody here should know, and I myself got much more educated on this topic. So granola bars is really a big major controversy because some are of the opinion that the granola bar is made up of grains that are not processed. And so therefore, granola bars fall right under this discussion of what the bracha you make on granola bars. I've come to learn that both Rabbi Belsky, Zichron Levracha, and Rav Shechter of the opinion that a granola bar is a ber pri adama, because it falls under this category of akosis and sechita, you're eating the actual grain. In other words, the grain has not been processed. This is subject to a machlokis. Not everyone's in agreement with them, but they are both the poskim of the OU, and they're obviously poskim in our generation. Okay? Anyway, so all this becomes very exciting, A, because we're all probably making the wrong bracha on granola bars, but B, it all becomes very exciting because here's what's absent in the Gemara. What's the bracha achrona? Meaning, so if you're eating kernels of wheat, so the Gemara tells us very clearly what the bracha rishon is. What is the bracha achrona? So the Gemara does not mention. It does not say. And so Tosus picks up on this, and Tosus discusses. Tosus right on the Amud. So he writes, Hakosis chita tzarech levarech lav bor pri adama, shari afilu, bet keim chadachiti amin la'el, mevarech lav bor pri adama l'rav nachman lo sfir lehachi. So Tosus references the machlokas we had earlier in the parak regarding flour, but Tosus says, but that machlokas over here is not relevant to our discussion, mishum d'ishtano. The only reason why there's any dissension earlier in the parak is because you took it and you ground it up and you made a shinui, which, by the way, we discussed earlier as well. But over here, we're talking about the kernel as it presents itself. No shinui, bori priya dama. That's very clear. Omiyu balachar av yesh l'sapik, ma'am avarchin. What is the bracha achrona that you're going to make on the wheat? So you ate a kernel of wheat, and now what bracha do you make afterwards? And Tosa says, I don't know. Or better stated, I'm not sure. And there are really two options. If you think it through, if I pause for just a moment and allowed everyone to think about it, you can really come up with both of the options. Tosfos goes over both. So on one hand, it's one of the chamishas aminim. It's one of the five grains. And so we know that whenever you eat one of the five grains, it's either going to be benching or alamichya. So maybe over here, it's going to be alamichya. Now, here's the tricky part. You didn't make a mizonos on the front end. So you didn't make a mizonos on the front end. So what are you going to do in your alamichya? Meaning when you're messiahing, when you conclude the bracha, what are you going to say at the end? You're going to say ala mechi v'al kakala, but that's a little bit strange because you didn't make a mizonos on the front end. So maybe what you'll make, says Tosos, is al hadama v'al pri adama. So the bracha you'll make at the end of the ala mechi will be al hadama v'al pri adama. Let's pause at this moment in Tosos just to make sure that we understand. Ala mechi is a bracha mein shalosh, like the Gemara described. Meaning it's basically benching, but in consolidated form, instead of making it three separate brachos. We all know benching is really four brachos, but we'll discuss that at a later point in time. But it's really fundamentally three brachos. Me'in bracha, the me'in shalosh, is one bracha. It's all three brachos consolidated into one bracha. With three possible endings. The Gemara later on in the parak goes on to describe this in detail. One possible ending is after mizono, so you're going to say ala mechiv al kakala. Another possible ending is after wine, you're going to say ala gefen al priya gefen. and after fruit specifically shiva saminim, so you're going to say ala h v'al pri eitz. The Gemara's gears is a little bit different, but you understand. There are three possible conclusions, but that's it. What Tosos is entertaining now over here is it's a real conundrum. Meaning, on one hand, it's a grain, so therefore, on a grain, you're going to say ala michi. On the other hand, you didn't say the mazonos on the grain because you ate the grain in its natural form. So what are you going to say at the end? So you say ala michi, but instead of ending with the words ala michi v'al kakala, which is mazonos connected, so rather what we're going to say is al hadama pri adama. What's the problem with that suggestion? The problem is we never have such a nusach. The Gemara never gives this as one of the options. And Tosus now we'll go back to Tosus, and now we'll see Tosus is struggling with that problem. Look, the alamicha we only find if you're making a mazonos on the front end. But you didn't make a mazonos on the front end, even though it's one of the five grains. So, a little bit stuck. What do we do? What do we make? What bracha do we make at the end? V'Rabbeinu Tam, he gave a machzor shelo. So Rabbeinu Tam had a sitter. And in the sitter, so Rabbeinu Tam took out his pencil. This is an amazing line of Tosos. He took out his pencil, and Rabbeinu Tam added a fourth possibility to his alamechia. And he said, al hadama ve'al pri adama. So he actually wrote in. So in addition to the three endings that we just went over, he also added a fourth one, al hadama al pri adama. Rabbeinu Tam did that with his sitter. And then Rabbeinu Tam thought about some more, v'chazer bo. And Rabbeinu Tam says, you know what? He took the other side of the pencil. I don't know if they had erasers back then. And he erased it. And he knocked it out. Because we don't find it anywhere. And so it gets on to an old topic, which is, so can we tweak brachos? Can we add brachos? Brachos that are not in the Gemara. Can we somehow institute them? So Rabbeinu Tam thought for a moment, you can. Rabbeinu Tam said, no, he retracted. And Rabbeinu Tam took it out. And Tosfos goes on to discuss this further in terms of what should be the appropriate bracha achrona. And the truth of the matter is, Tosfos at the end gets a little bit stuck. Now, I know I'm always on the clock over here, but in terms of rayas, you can argue either way. He really gets stuck in terms of the bracha achrona. I'm going to skip to the, not the next underline, but the underline after that for time consideration. Tosfos writes, V'nachon lahachmir, she'ein la'achol klaus u'chitim shlukos. And so therefore, my best advice is, and by the way, this is the second time we saw this in Tosos, in this perek. So look, I don't know what the bracha achrona, the correct bracha achrona is afterwards. So my best advice is, don't eat it. Don't eat grains in its natural state. Ela b'socha se'uda. What you should do is you should eat the grains in the course of a meal. Second time we saw this in Tosos. Sha'az brachas berchas amasas patrasan. Im lo nismachu yafa dahavu kamo daisa. Unless the grains were processed, because once the grains are processed, so then it is a classic mizonos ala michya. Otherwise, don't do it. And then he quotes an unbelievable Yerushalmi at the end of Tosfos. Of Yerushalmi, Shigam ha'amorayim hayu misupakim, dekamer hadein da'achal solos pirish klayos, mayim avarach besofa. The Gemara Yerushalmi is dealing with this exact same question. I'm eating the grain. The bracha I made on the bracha rishon I made is al ha'adama. I'm sorry, bar pri adama. What is going to be the bracha achrona? So again, we don't have a structure. We don't have a construct. You're not going to make alamecha because you didn't start off with mizonos. You're not going to make a bar nefashos. It's one of the chameshes aminim. So what is the bracha achrona? So the Yerushalmi grapples with this exact same issue. And the Yerushalmi writes, "My mevarch besofa, Rabbi Yirmiya amar lo achalti solos minyuma." So Rabbi Yirmiya says, so you know what? I never ate grains. I just did not eat grains. Now again, make sure we all understand this in context. Meaning, you can eat mizonos foods. It just happens to be that the roasted grains, the toasted grains by themselves, because of this conundrum of, I don't know what the bracha achrona I should make at the end, so he actually says, it's quoted in the Yerushalmi, Tosfos quotes it over here, he never ate toasted grains. Okay. Icon de Tosfos, that's the end of Tosfos. And so, what about a possible solution? And so what I'm going to spend the rest of our time discussing tonight is there a possible solution in terms of how to extricate yourself? Now, we already know that Tosfos himself says, eat in the course of a meal, which, by the way, second time Tosfos wrote in the Perek, that you could do this as a solution. But perhaps another solution that we're at least going to entertain. So in order to introduce ourselves to another possible solution, so let's see together a Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen is bothered by another question, not related, but you'll see its connection. And that is, what's the bracha that you make on yayin mevushal, on cooked wine? So we all know, in other words, most of the wine that we drink is cooked wine, yayin mevushal. Fancier wines are not cooked, but most of the wines are cooked. And the truth of the matter is, they are cooked for a good reason. Because we know that if a non-Jew were to handle the wine, we would not be allowed to drink the wine unless it's yayin mevushal. Once it's yayin mevushal, so it's no longer subject to stam yena. So the wines are cooked, and That's the case. What's the bracha that you make on cooked wine? So we all think it's bari pri agafen. The good news is we're mostly right. It's bari pri agafen. The correct bracha is bari pri agafen. However, there are some rishonim who are of the opinion that the bracha is not bari pri agafen, meaning once it's cooked, it is now diminished in its wineness, and so therefore the correct bracha is not bari pri agafen. Okay. Anyway, but the halacha is that it is a bari pri agafen. But the Trumas Edeshin discusses, what do I do now if I had yayin mevushal, if I had cooked wine? What can I do in terms of making a bracha rishona? What can I do in terms of making a bracha achrona? What's a possible exit strategy for bracha achrona? So if you take a look over here in the Trumas Edeshin, the part that I'm skipping is that basically, I don't think it's much of a controversy. The correct bracha is bari pri agafen. But if you want to be machmir, he writes, so he says, maybe here's a suggestion, and that is, get yourself obligated to make the bracha of Me'in Shalosh. Meaning, have a mezonos. Have some, right? Could be a mezonos, could be one of the Shiva Saminim. Have something that requires you to make the bracha of Me'in Shalosh. As long as you're making the Me'in Shalosh, so now add Al HaGefen Val Pri HaGefen. You're not adding another bracha. You're not adding another Shema Malchus. It's the same bracha. You're just going to add a little bit more in the paragraph. Maybe necessary, may not be necessary. Oh, so the Trumas Edeshin says, is that going to be a possibility? So it doesn't sound terrible. So Shum Nusach HaCherech B'Bracha D'Main Gimel Af Al Pi She'en Mosif Shema Malchus. And the Trumas Edeshin believes that it's not appropriate. And how do I know it's not appropriate? So he writes, I know it's not appropriate because of our Tosfos. Our Tosfos, where Rabbi Yirmiyah was quoted as saying that he never ate solas because he didn't know where the bracha achrona is, so you see that it was highly inappropriate to do this. Just simply get yourself obligated to make a bracha main shalosh, and then add in the extra nusach. Mahad demaisi atosos v'rova mechabim yushalmi de brachos. Everyone's quoting this Yerushalmi. Rav Yirmiyah lo achal silta demin yuma, that Rav Yirmiyah would not eat grains. Mishum davim mitzuk b'bracha achrona. Im avarchin la'achar v'in gimel. Al adama v'al pri adama. The cost of behilchos brachos, right? He quotes numerous people. The mashlo achu besocha suda vayapote berichas amazmon shmamina adav esavik rav sheishes. The dvarim habayim shalomach masuda tzrichem brach lefnei malacharehem. Sorry, here he's just dealing with what about eating it in the middle of the meal? Where Tosfos felt that was an excellent solution, not everyone agrees. Anyway, vein berichas amazmon portrosam vahasha adayin tiksha amaylo achlu min yoman ihava bay hava achale im beitzim mateinim. How about eat the grains, the toasted grains, with an egg and a fig? I know it sounds funny, but if you think about it, it makes sense. Have a pocho some manashach, because on the fig you're going to be making a bracha main shalosh. On the egg you're going to be making a bor nefashos. And so, aren't you going to be able to cover it? Now, if you're eating a fig, so the bracha you're going to be making, the main shalosh, is going to be al ha'etz val pri ha'etz, but no big deal. Just as long as you're making that bracha anyway, so then just stick in the ala mechivei al kalkala. Or, according to Rabbi Natam, al hadama val pri adama, kideberjin la'el. El al karchach en kolim bebracha demein gimel shum safek. So, Trumas Edeshin says, what do you see from our Tosfos? It's not a viable option. Even though you're making the bracha me'in shalosh legitimately, you have a good reason to do so, you can't just simply add more because I may be chayv another one of the me'in shalosh, I'll just stick it into this one. By virtue of the fact that in our Tosfos, Rav Yirmiyah did not see that as a solution, you see, therefore, it was not a solution.
It's not really a fair comparison.
I'm going to get there, but go ahead.
I know. Yeah.
No,
because in our Tosfos, you're asking to add an inclusion, which was never supposed to be an inclusion for anything.
Okay.
You're adding an Allah Adama.
Okay.
Over here,
very good.
We just want to add in something that's part of the
Baruch.
Part of the Baruch.
Perfect. Kigon Zeshai, perfect. Kigon Zeshai, Yitzarach Lamar Allah Eitz Val Pri Eitz, Bishvah Ateinim. Velichlo ba ala dama va pri adama machma safik de souls vehu adim benidon didan en kolam ba misafik. So the Trumas Edeshin says that from our Tosfos what you see is you can't just simply make a bracha main shalosh and just add on extra phrases. If that were the case, then we would have had a solution in our Tosfos. Tosfos didn't see that as a solution. Therefore, it's simply not a possibility. That is our Tosfos. That's the Trumas Edeshin extrapolating from our Tosfos. Rabbi Kiva Eger. So Dr. Goldenberg was mechavi. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, you look at the last Maramakam over here, Rabbi Kiva Eger writes, the cases are not comparable. And they're simply not comparable. And a really interesting way to look at what is a hefsek and what is not a hefsek. Really interesting halacha he brings down. I'm going to say most of it outside, but you can see I quote it here inside. It's Rabbi Kiva Eger on Alashas. Last time I quoted the Gilyon. But anyway, so he, Rabbi Kiva Eger, writes, look, let's start off with the following halacha. It sounds funny, but you daven Shmoneh Esrei mindlessly. I know we all have kavanim when we daven Shmoneh Esrei, but you daven it mindlessly, and you realize now, as you're saying your Shmoneh Esrei, you're right now, you're in the middle of Yalav Yavo, on a non-Rosh Chodesh day. So, okay, so in other words, so your mind went totally elsewhere, and for some reason, you just kind of looped into Yalav Yavo. Is that a hefsek in your Shmoneh Esrei? So, interestingly enough, the Shulchan Aruch says, no, it's not. It's not going to be a hefsek in your Shmoneh Esrei. It's not the right day to say it. It's not appropriate to say it right now, but it doesn't serve as a hefsek in your Shmoneh Esrei. Why not? Because even though it's not the right time to say it, but it's a nusach, meaning it's part of the matbeah of tefillah. As such, anything which is a matbeah of tefillah is not going to represent a hefsek in your davening. Even though you shouldn't have said it and it wasn't appropriate, okay, but in other words, but still, it's, as an analogy, the tracks were already laid down. Train happens to be going on the wrong tracks right now, but the tracks are there. That doesn't serve as a hefsek. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, so if you look at our two cases over here, the Tosos example of toasted grains and the Trumas Adeshin and the Yain Mevushal. He says, let's start off with our Tosos and the toasted grains. And our Tosos and toasted grains, so what is the contemplation? What are we trying to entertain? The idea that I'll say the Alamecha as appropriate, meaning I'll have whatever. It doesn't matter what food we're talking about in terms of getting to the Alamecha. You'll have a real mizonos, you'll have a fig, you'll have a grape, you'll have a cup of wine, whatever the case is. And on top of that, we're going to add also the nusach of Al Hadama Val Pri Adama. So what Rabbi Kiva Eger says is, that's not going to work. And you can't do that. But the reason why you can't do that is because that's not a matbeya. That's not the nusach of the tefillah that was instituted by the Chachamim. And so even though I'm already making the Alamecha, but I'm adding a nusach that wasn't mesukan, that wasn't instituted by the Chachamim, it simply is not going to work. On the other hand, now let's go to the Trumas Adeshin's case. Trumas Adeshin's case is Yain Mevushal, cooked wine. Now again, the bracha is Bori Pri HaGafen, but if you're assuming that we're not sure and you want to be Machmir, so Rabbi Kiva Eger says under those circumstances, perfect. What you'll do is you'll eat a food that'll for sure get you to say an Alamechia, and there would be no problem in adding the nusach of Al HaGefen V'Al Pri HaGefen. Because the nusach of Al HaGefen V'Al Pri HaGefen, even if it wasn't necessary, still part of the matbeah of the Chachamim. Once it's the matbeah of the Chachamim, that can't be a hefsek in your Alamechia. So there'd be no problem with saying that, even though it may be unnecessary, but it's not a hefsek, much like Yalav Yavo would not be a hefsek in your Shmoneh Esrei if you said on the wrong day. So Rabbi Kiva Eger makes this distinction of something which is matbeah nusach chachamim, where there that won't be a hefsek, as opposed to interjecting, you know, a new nusach that was not instituted by the chachamim, that would be a hefsek. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says that's the difference between the case of Tosfos versus the case of the Trumas Adeshin, and he does not subscribe to the Trumas Adeshin's comparison between the two cases. Let's recap. So we talked about takosis zechita, the eating of toasted grains. The Gemara says the bracha rishon is a bori pri adama. The bracha achrona, the Gemara does not say. Tosfos is struggling in terms of what should be the correct bracha achrona. On one hand, it's a grain. On the other hand, it's not, you didn't say a mizonos. So he really struggles with what the correct bracha achrona should be. See the entire Tosfos where he really goes back and forth very well in terms of arguments you can make. At the end, Tosfos says, should be machmir, and you shouldn't eat it because we really don't know what the bracha achrona is. Tosfos's solution is to incorporate it as part of a meal. And so therefore, the benching will take care of it. But Tosfos at the end says that Rav Yirmiyah never ate toasted grains because of this dilemma. What we saw together after the Tosfos is the Trumas Adeshin learns from this Tosfos that under the circumstances where I have a suffix, could I possibly make another Al HaMechia over a legitimate reason, over a legitimate food, and then just incorporate it? So by virtue of the fact that Tosfos says no, so the Trumas Adeshin says it must be that it's always going to be a no. Even in the case of, even on other cases like Yain Mevushal. And Rabbi Kiva Eger made a distinction between the case of Tosfos and the case that the Trumas Adeshin brought down.